questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. Welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio for today's discussion, we have very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Shaykh Nur Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh, and welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Okay, Shaykh Nur Muhammad, for today's discussion, we have another interesting topic and question, and that is the reward for paying visit or ziyara to the tomb of Imam al-Riza alayhi salam or Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And it, according to some documents and references, it is equal, the reward of paying visit to Imam al-Riza or Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is equal to 1 million pilgrimages or Hajj pilgrimage. How is it possible that paying visit to the tomb of Imam will be considered as a reward of, for example, paying to the house of God, to the Kaaba, and to the Hajj pilgrimage? How is it possible?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know that in different narrations, we have the reward for the visitation of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam and for Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam. It has been said, according to a couple of narrations, it is, more than 1,000 pilgrimage to the Mecca, Hajj. And in some other narrations, 1 million times reward of the pilgrimage of Mecca and the going to Hajj. It actually has been specified for those people who go for the visitation of Imam al-Hussein and Imam al-Ridha alayhi salatu wassalam. Not only this visitation of these infallible Ahlul Bayt, but we have other recommended action has been, the reward of which has been multiplied to maybe more than 1,000 times or even more than 1,000 times. The very quick reply to this question is that the meaning of these kind of narrations is actually wanted to attract the people, attract the attention of people for going to the visitation. In other words, infallible Ahlul Bayt, they want to encourage people for going to the, visitation of Ahlul Bayt and the ziyara of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim salatu wasalam. Though, actually, according to some narrations, we have the visitation of Imam al-Hussein and Imam al-Ridha, as I mentioned. Yeah, this encouragement does not mean that they want to undermine the importance of recommended Umrah. No, it does not mean that. Rather, they want to encourage people for going to the visitation of this infallible Ahlul Bayt, alayhim salatu wassalam. Another quick reply to this question is that they want to attract the attention of people and the, faithful people to the reality of Hajj and Umrah. You know that the reality of Hajj and Umrah is actually in the government, real Islamic government, which is the government of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim salatu wassalam, and the leadership and guardianship of Ahlul Bayt. For example, in one narration we have, Inna al-Imama Usul Islam An-Nami, which means that the basic fundamental of Islam and one of the most important bases of Islam is leadership and guardianship and actually imamate of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wassalam. So by this great emphasis and encouragement for the visitation of Imam al-Hussein and different, multiplied reward for that, actually they did not want to undermine the importance and priority of Umrah. Rather, they want to encourage people for going to the visitation of Ahlul Bayt. And in the other word, we can say that they want to invite people to the, real Hajj and Umrah, which is under the supervision and under the acceptance of the leadership of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wassalam. I need to explain this point. First of all, we have the one of the obligations of Islam is having pilgrimage to the, you know, for this great worship of Hajj.
Yes.
This is very important and actually is one of the pillars of Islam, one of the great Islamic laws, that for those people who have all qualifications like financial capacity, physical capacity,
yes,
they have to go to and have this pilgrimage to the Mecca,
yes,
and to the house of Allah, Baytullah al-Haram. This is one of the obligations of Islam, and it has no addition to that and no replacement to that. Nobody can say, for example, when I go to Karbala or any other place, it's replaced that.
Yes.
No, no,
no.
It is granted, established that,
yes,
you have to do that for mustati, for those people,
yes,
who are qualified. They have to go and pay visit,
yes,
to the house of Allah.
Yes.
It is granted.
So there is no replacement of, for example, the reward of paying visit to the holy tomb of Imam al-Hussein or going on Hajj pilgrimage.
Exactly.
It must not be in a replacement. Okay.
No, in none of the Islamic obligations, we have this permission,
yes,
to replace these Islamic obligations.
Yes.
تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الطَّالِمُونَ.
That's right.
These are guidelines of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody has right to change these laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's all right.
This is important and established idea because Islamic obligations, which we call it wajibat,
yes,
these are, we have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And these are pillars of Islamic laws. But why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes gives multitudes of reward if you visit, for example, the holy shrine of Imam Hussein,
yes,
alayhi salatu wassalam.
Yes. And maybe the number here is for, we can say, showing the emphasis, isn't it?
Exactly.
Okay. It is not exactly the, for example, the quantity is 1,000 times or 1 million times.
Or, for example, 100 times.
It is not. For example, it shows the, we can say, the importance and the significance of this action.
Exactly.
Okay.
This is very, accurate point that you mentioned. On the other hand, we have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Imam al-Hussein and Imam al-Ridha alayhi wa sallam, they sacrificed whatever they had in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They sacrificed their life, property, and whatever belonging they have, even their soul, toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the blood, they,
yes,
sacrificed the blood and,
yes,
whatever they had in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَبَدَلَ مُهْجَتَهُ فِيكِ. Okay?
Yes.
Which means that he gave whatever he had and the blood of his heart toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's all right.
So it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to compensate their sacrifice with giving multitude of reward for visitation of the holy shrine of Imam al-Ridha,
right,
or Imam al-Hussein alayhi salatu,
yes, that's
wasalam.
Right.
So, okay?
Yes.
I want to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his mercy, he wanted to give and shower the visitors of Imam al-Ridha or Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam with multitude of mercy for the respect of the dignity of these infallible Imam,
that's
Imam,
right,
al-Hussein and Imam al-Ridha, for example.
Okay.
And he wanted to compensate and make up their sacrifice,
yes,
with giving a lot of reward for the visitors of these Imams.
That's
okay,
right.
Or whatever, for example, visitation, or for example, reciting the Arad Ashura,
yes,
or whatever related to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
That's right.
So,
and usually the quality is important because some people have, how can I say, a kind of mathematical mind in order to number the sawab that they take. Okay, for example, I had one pilgrimage to Imam al-Hussein or Imam al-Reza, so it is 1,000, for example, 1 million Hajj pilgrimage. And mathematically speaking, they are counting, for example, the rewards. This is not right, okay? Maybe you take your visit to Imam al-Hussein or Imam al-Reza, but your visit or your ziyara was not qualified enough.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you this kind of reward,
yes,
for the sake of the, respecting the dignity,
yes,
of the and the position, high position,
yes,
of,
yes,
these infallible imams.
That's right.
questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
So it does not mean that you can replace, for example, Hajj yes. with this idea. This is kind of funny.
Or for example, you leave your some of your obligations or wajibat, for example, your salat, your saum, you know, your fasting and your prayer. And then you say, okay, I go and visit an Imam al-Hussein alayhi no. salam, and then the reward of this and
no,
that
will
this be...
kind of no. ridiculous ideas, yeah. We cannot, you know, ascribe it to the divine religion of
yes,
Islam.
That's right.
As I mentioned that, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives priority to the obligation,
yes.
and it is granted.
Yes.
Nobody can say, I'll replace this obligation with any other things.
That's all right.
Because these are the fundamental of Islamic laws,
mm-hmm.
basis of Islamic laws.
Yes.
And without these, you do not have taqwa.
Yes. Some people might also say that, why should I go and spend, for example, my money in another land? Let's change it, for example, with spending that money, I mean, to Hajj pilgrimage or paying visit. We're helping the poor in this place and that place. This is, again, a wrong idea, isn't it?
Exactly. Because, yes. You know, when you go to the pilgrimage,
yes,
when you go to the house of Allah subhanahu mm-hmm. wa ta'ala, and if you have real visitation to the house of Allah, and if you become the real haji,
yes,
okay,
real haji, yes.
In that case, you give a lot of money to the poor people.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives priority to some obligations, for example, paying the visit to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the holding the, you know, memorial of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, if you spend a lot of money in this issue, rather the consequence of that goes to the destitute and poor people multitude times. Because those people who participate in this procession
yes.
or to this visitation, they give a lot of money for the poor people. They give a lot of charity. And the culture of giving charity and helping poor people spread all around the world. As we see in this Arba'een,
yes.
more than maybe 20 million of people, they participated more than that, you know, in the
Arba'een procession.
Arba'een
yes.
procession. So the culture of Arba'een is giving charity for poor people.
Yes.
I want to say that we should look at the priorities of Islam and the consequence and the result of that goes to the other poor people.
That's all right. That's all right. What is the case about Imam al-Riza alayhi salam? Because Imam Hussein alayhi salam, okay, has really high status. But what about Imam al-Riza alayhi salam? Maybe the philosophy is that he is the missing link for, we can say, the Shias who believe in the Imams after Imam al-Riza too, as the eighth Imam. He is the link between all the denominations before Imam al-Riza alayhi salam and after Imam al-Riza alayhi salam, isn't it?
You know, first of all, we should look at the context, a historical context mm-hmm. of the life and mm-hmm. the biography of Imam al-Riza alayhi
yes.
salatu wasalam. Unfortunately, in that time, some people, they deviated from the path of Imam.
Yes.
And some of them, they did not respect the position of Imam al-Riza alayhi salatu wasalam. Okay?
That's right.
If you look at the history, you find that. And because of that, we have a lot of emphasis for visitation of Imam al-Riza alayhi salam and believing in the imamate of Imam al-Riza alayhi salatu wasalam.
That's all right.
And another point is that all Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, especially Imam al-Hussein and Imam al-Riza, they sacrifice again whatever they had in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's
and again,
right.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to, you know, make up their sacrifice with giving lots of reward for
That's
the
right.
visiting of the holy shrine.
That's all right. And as you said, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, so the quality here of paying visits and paying, we can say, pilgrimage is also important. There are so many people who might, for example, pay visit to Karbala or Mashhad in Iran and the house of Allah, for example, Medina and Mecca. After they get back from these holy trips to their homelands, they might not change. Or there is no change in their behaviors. Or there is no, for example, reminder in the life that, for example, from now on, you might be a different person because of the holy trip that you had to the other world. That's why maybe some of the behaviors and actions of such people might give the other ones the news of, for example, not going to Hajj pilgrimage or not going to pay visit, because there is no fruit for that, okay?
You know, we cannot deny that it has some effect, least maybe sometimes the minimum effect, according to the receivers of people, how much they are prepared, I mean, spiritually speaking, how they are prepared themselves to receive the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has effect for sure on all people, but the, maybe sometimes it, some on some people it has heavily affected.
Yes.
They have, on some other people it has some few effect of according to the capacities of people. So it had the what matters here is a culture of visitation.
That's right.
The culture of Ahlul Bayt would be spread all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
And you know, I can say many people, they have affected by the culture of Ahlul Bayt. And, you know, actually they have some kind of feel kind of spirituality, okay? And they feel kind of closeness toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after that, generally speaking, you find that the benefit of that goes to most of the people
That's
around
right.
them. And it has very, you know, I can say, a spiritual effect on most of the people
right.
living in this universe.
Right. Thank you much, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, for a nice elaboration regarding this question. It was very kind of you. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن